after New York's governor temporarily shut down live poultry markets to curb the spread of the latest strain of bird flu, the city's zoos are now facing a new threat to their wildlife. Officials are awaiting lab results to confirm whether the deaths of more than a dozen birds were caused by the virus. At the Queens Zoo, the Wildlife Conservation Society says three ducks have tested positive for bird flu. Tests are still pending for another 12, including wild birds, possibly exposed at the Bronx Zoo, to protect the rest of its species at both facilities. The most vulnerable were moved to protected areas. Last week, Governor Kathy Hochul signed an order closing markets selling live birds until Friday for a disinfection process, once sellers verify. There are no signs of bird flu. They can reach out to New York's Department of Agriculture to reopen. NYC officials say it's a way to be proactive once the virus was detected earlier this month in the Bronx, Queens, and Brooklyn. The timing coincides with a bird flu outbreak among farmers' poultry across the state, with some even killing birds to prevent further spread. The CDC reports nationwide, over 150 million poultry, like chickens, ducks, geese, and turkeys, have been affected. In the U.S., 68 people have contracted bird flu, with one death linked to the virus. Both the CDC and New York health officials say the threat of the virus still remains low within the general public. For Straight Arrow News, I'm Kara Rucker.